Hello, I'm Penelope Jenkins from the Knowledge Centre, and today I'm talking to Al Dix, the director of My Last Car, a unique theatrical exploration of some of the most pertinent environmental issues faced by society today. My Last Car is the product of a unique collaboration between 509 Arts, Warwick Arts Centre, Pioneer Projects in Bentham, North Yorkshire, and the Rydell Folk Museum, also in North Yorkshire. Thanks for joining us, Al. So, My Last Car, what's it all about?
Well, I suppose I'd have to start by telling you the genesis of the whole thing. I was driving my car one day and I thought to myself, I bet this is going to be my last car. I'll just keep it going as long as I can, and then when it's done, when it's finished, when I've sent it off to the great scrapyard in the sky, that'll be it. And then I thought, well, I could turn that into a little project, couldn't I? I could drive around and talk to people about stories of cars and collect their stories of cars, and I could tour around the country doing that. And from that grew a much, much bigger project. But it is still about the fact that we all have, even if we don't own a car, we have an emotional relationship with cars. They're such a dominant feature in society today that we live life through cars one way or another. And for some people, they're kind of very special objects that they love and cherish. For other people, they are everyday utilitarian vehicles for getting to work or taking the kids to school. And for other people, they're objects of great displeasure and distaste, especially if you cycle in a city or something like that. So everybody's got a car story. That's basically at the heart of it. And I became very quickly aware when I started working on this project that almost all aspects of human life is one way or another acted out in a car, from, you know, breakups to having babies to doing your work and living your everyday life. I mean, it is an extraordinary phenomenon when you think about it, and particularly the way the motor car has impacted on human society over the past 100 years.
Now, the star of the performance installation is a soft-top Rover 216 Cabriolet broken down into its component parts, leaving just the shell of a ghost car. How did that come about, and what are you trying to say to your audience?
Well, you see, I'm a South London car boy, really. I was born in South London, and I spent the whole of my adolescence taking cars to pieces, putting them back together, making them work, sort of, you know, taking engines out, souping them up. Just loving anything to do with cars and engines and all of that stuff. And so I know how beautiful the aesthetic of the engineering inside a car is. And most of us don't know much about that stuff. If you took all the parts out of a car and laid them out, most people wouldn't know what they were. They might have some rough idea of, you know, what the engine block was or what the fan belt looked like, but you get into anything more detailed than that. And actually, every tiny, tiny little part of a car has been designed by someone, somewhere, and it's got an aesthetic. It's got a kind of inner beauty, the car, that most people don't see. And so in the process of thinking about My Last Car and all the stories of cars that people have got, we also began to think about how we ought to show people what the inside of a car is like, and show how complicated it is, how enormously complex. And so we started taking one apart with the designers, and that was an extraordinary thing, because I can't believe how much stuff comes out of a car when you take it to pieces. It is amazing. There is a vast amount of gubbins of one sort or another, which we've put on display in the Helen Martin studio as part of the exhibition for the show.
And you have encouraged people to submit their car stories on your website, www.mylastcar.co.uk. Have you got any last car stories yourself?
Yes, I have. I mean, people obviously ask me that question quite a lot. And actually, one of my stories is I found its way into the performance element of the whole project. But there's one I remember the other day, which I thought was quite touching, because it's quite easy to remember the difficult ones, you know, the ones where you kind of have a terrible row in a car or something. But I remembered when I was about 20, I was driving up from London, and I'd been given this really old wreck of a car, and it was so much in such a bad state that it had sort of rust and filler all over it, and it was a light brown colour. So my brother-in-law and his mates drew all over the outside of the car a sea of rust and sea of filler, because Apollo 10 or whatever it is was about to land on the moon, And so they turned my car into a moonscape. And I drove up from London overnight, and I got to Yorkshire, where I live, at about 6 o'clock in the morning, parked up, went into my friend's house just in time to watch the first men landing on the moon. It was fascinating. It was so funny, you know, my little moonscape car outside.
Well, sounds wonderful. Can you tell me a bit more about the performance element of the installation?
Sure. Well, Sarah Woods, the writer, has worked with a lot of the stories we've collected, and we have collected hundreds of stories, far more than we can actually even put on the website. And they're still coming in. And do submit your car stories. We want to hear them. This project's going to have a longer life than Warwick. As our co-producer, they're supporting us in taking up to Bentham and Rydale and hopefully beyond. So what we've done is taken a small selection of those stories and stitched them together into a wider narrative about the car, and introduced, in a way which isn't too heavy-handed, we hope, the issues around climate change and what that means. And also, there is something very particular about the car which I hadn't really thought about much until we started doing this project, and that is the way in which a car has changed our relationship with our own bodies. And so we look at that a bit as well. And I think as the show develops over the coming months, that will come out even more strongly, because we don't get as much exercise as we used to. Once upon a time, people had to walk everywhere. And if you're lucky, you could get on a horse now and again. But basically, people walked most places. 150 years ago, that was the primary form of locomotion. Now, it isn't. Walking is a thing people do for very particular kinds of recreation, or it's an occasional thing. It's what you do from the car park into the supermarket, and that's not really going very far. And so, in the process of that happening, I realised that we have actually changed the way we think about ourselves as physical beings. And that has really had quite an amazing impact in some ways in terms of how we look at ourselves in the world. I am really interested in exploring some of that even more. And you read the stories that are on the website, and those kinds of themes come out quite often about people and cars and not being used to walking. They come out quite often.
It's very interesting, isn't it, thinking about what the world would be if cars were something consigned to history books. How do you think that the world would be?
Well, I don't know. I mean, if it happened too quickly, it'd be disastrous, really, wouldn't it? I mean, society would just collapse. We wouldn't be able to cope. None of us would be able. I wouldn't be able to cope. As little as I use my car, I have still got my last car. I don't think many of us would really know what to do if we did not have access to a car for some of the time. And I think the whole nature of society will have to change as we try to move out of this sort of world of mass-produced vehicular consumption, really, because even if we have the fanciest, cleverest electric car ever, I still can't see how we can produce millions and millions and millions of them without degrading the planet any more than we already have. It's an inevitability that at some point the footprint of the human race on this planet will have to get much, much smaller, and the ways in which we use our personal transport is going to have to getting rid of that and letting it go is going to be an important part of that process.
Well, thank you very much, Al, for talking to us. My Last Car was written by Sarah Woods and features commissioned video and motor soundscape by digital artist Shanaz Gulzar and Beau Mason. It is showing at Warwick Arts Centre until Saturday the 8th of October. Do come back to the Knowledge Centre soon for more podcasts and research news.